Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, you can have some fun today at the office.
With?
If you follow one of these pranks that I found.
Dude, I don't know if you should be doing this.
Everybody pranks it. Everybody's got the pranks at the office.
Why'd you stop pranking me? Why'd you give up? Because you always failed?
No, it's not because I always failed. It's because I'm letting you think that I'm not going to prank you.
But you haven't tried it, other than he hid in the back of my car, and I was pulling out of the parking garage. That was pretty legit.
That was legit.
JC is that guy. You know, he's the guy.
I love it.
He used to do that ooh-ah, whatever it is.
Ooh-wee. I still do ooh-wees.
Around the corner. Ooh-wee, you know. Yeah. Or he did the vuvuzela. You know, the surprise vuvuzela.
I scared him and Kelly so bad last night. My mother about wet her pants laughing, because it's so funny when you scare somebody and they have a true reaction. And my mom and dad left, and my dad felt so bad for McLean. He came back to the house to check on her.
Oh, is that good of a prank?
All right.
Well done, Kelly.
It wasn't a prank. I just scared her, and she literally jumped up in the air. It fell down and collapsed. It scared her that bad. She collapsed in like a fetal position. And we were laughing so hard. He had to come back and check on her to make sure she was all right.
These aren't that scary, but these are pretty fun. Because I was sitting on the couch with my son, Kaysen, and he was watching Peppa Pig. And
how old is he now?
He's two.
All right.
So watching TV and watching his shows just bores me.
You love it.
So I went on the computer.
Now, Peppa Pig's pretty good.
Peppa Pig, I love her. But
I've seen hearing little British... Daddy,
George.
Daddy, little George,
George.
Why little kids with Peppa Pig?
I've seen this as an option. Do I have this channel?
Never even
if you have cable. I guess.
Because of this cartoon, Jenna, my son does not call gasoline gas.
What
does
he call it?
Petrol.
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 Oh, Peppa's
going
British.
To the
they're British.
Station.
So we're sitting there watching this TV show.
British swine.
And I go online and I'm going through Facebook and I see that one of my friends posted this BuzzFeed video. Of the 5 iPhone pranks you should try at your office.
iPhone.
Oh, that's great, because these are kind of like lazy pranks.
Yeah, and this caught my attention, because I love pranks, and I have an office that I go to every day, and I could try it on you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I will give you the 5 that are masterful, like the endless typing prank.
Masterful.
Yeah, these are masterful pranks.
The what? What'd you say?
Endless typing.
How does that work?
So you go to the internet with your iPhone, and you download the GIF of the 3 dots that make it look like you're typing, right?
Oh, yeah, because it's just like, what's this? What's he going to say?
So you can send a message to your friend saying, oh, my God, did you hear what happened to Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mac? So you're going to be, you're hooked.
Yeah.
And then you send the GIF with the 3 dots flashing. And you just let them chill. Because you're at the office, so you could see their facial expression as the 3 dots continue to go for minutes.
That's kind of fun.
And minutes.
All right.
And minutes.
So what happened to us?
What do you mean?
What happened to Kelly?
Oh, no, nothing. I'm just telling you. It'll make people freak out. All right. Then they start typing you.
I was just curious.
So what happened?
What did we do?
Nothing.
Oh.
It's a prank, Kelly.
Oh, I don't get it.
She probably doesn't have read receipts turned on or something.
No, yeah.
But that is, you know, if you ever see those 3 dots, you're like, okay, what are they going to say? What are they going to say?
And then the dots go away.
And then the anticipation,
And then about 5 minutes later, a message will come through.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Or you could try the autocorrect prank. This one was my favorite.
Okay.
My phone is still autocorrecting every time I say right. It adds guy.
Right. Guy.
Right, guy.
By the way, we have all these up at kidnation.com if you want to tempt them with all the directions on how to do it.
Okay.
The autocorrect, so you go to your friend's phone, go to settings, then general, keyboard, add new shortcut. The shortcut is, if you type something, it'll turn it into something else.
Okay.
So you can add, because you can kind of like edit your own autocorrect in there. Right?
So you could change the word no. So if you type in no, it'll auto change it to whatever you want. You could put you suck. So every time they say no to somebody, it'll say, you suck.
I would just change no to yes.
Or you could do that. You can do whatever you want. You can change it to whatever you want. It's your prank.
Are you mad at me? No. Yes.
Make it your own.
Well, this is an element, though. You have to be able to get into this person's phone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to. And people leave their phones lying around all the time.
That's true.
You know, and if you catch, like, Jenna goes on her phone, she puts it down, goes to the bathroom, it's still unlocked. I might be able to get in there.
You got my thumbprint now?
No, I don't have your thumbprint, but if you ever leave it unlocked, oh, you better believe it.
Oh, they're doing thumbprints?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
You don't have a thumbprint?
Yeah.
I have my...
Mark of the Beast is coming now.
I have my left thumbprint.
You haven't seen that?
I have my right thumbprint. I have my, like, pointer left finger.
I ain't getting my thumbprint.
let's move on to prank
Satan can't have my thumbprint.
We're doing the five pranks you should be trying on your iPhone at the office.
Number three.
Here's number three.
All right.
The frozen home screen. So you move all your friends' apps into another page,
mm-hmm.
and then, or you take a snapshot, and then you move all the apps to another screen, and then you watch them try to open apps, but it's just a picture, so they cannot go on their phone.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. So you're taking a screenshot.
Yeah.
I understand.
A screenshot of their screen. And
you got to be a little bit of a tech nerd.
Yeah.
Kind of fluent with the iPhone to get. I understand what you're saying.
Kind of
taking a screenshot
pranks, yeah.
and saving that as the
right.
screensaver.
And then you move all the folders over to another one so it looks like they can't do anything on their phone. You could also try the trapped in an app. Prank.
A trapped in an app.
Yeah, on your friend's phone, you go to settings, then general and accessibility.
I'm in an app.
You turn on guided access, and then you open up a boring app like the weather, and then you hit your home button three times,
mm-hmm.
and then it asks you for a password. It'll lock them into the weather, and they won't be able to get out of the weather without the password.
Oh, God.
This is not funny to me.
Yeah.
See, this is just mean.
It's funny.
It's funny because... It's not happening to you.
What happened to the simple little pranks? Like if you have a roommate that never does the dishes, you get all the dishes and put it in his bed or something.
Right.
Put them in his
bed. I do those, but these are iPhone pranks.
iPhone pranks, yeah.
We're right. doing iPhone pranks. And this is the one that...
I want to hear the one that you did.
I figured this would be the easiest one to try
okay.
in my situation. Change your contacts. So you go in your friend's phone, or in my case, my wife's phone. You find yourself, and you change your name to somebody else. In my case, I changed it to Mom. And then you go ahead and have fun with text messaging. So I ended up recording Kinsey as this.
Think about this just in the sense, and before we hear this audio, like if you did that and you were in a relationship where you and your partner constantly texted each other
right.
inappropriate things.
So.
And you switched you and your yeah. mom.
So I'm Kinsey's mom.
Yeah, problematic.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of betraying
trust. That's high risk.
I'm sitting on the couch that Kinsey bought without my knowledge. With
so
my
this
son.
Is what this That's is to get even for the couch.
I'm sitting on the couch watching TV with my son.
Retaliation.
And I see Kinsey get up and leaves the phone right next to me right after I watch these videos. So I'm like, this is meant to be. I have to do it now. So I pick it up and I go in the contacts. I change my name to Mom. And I put the phone right back down where it was. And then I grab my phone and I just start texting.
Is her mom in there or something else?
No, it's just Mom. I made sure. I
no,
did research
mom.
It.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be...
Yeah,
you have a double mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, double mom.
Oh, full-on double man.
Yeah.
Right. So you go back and change it back after
yeah.
you pull the
okay,
prank,
so
I would
then,
hope.
Yeah,
so
right.
Then what did you text Kinsey?
So I'm sitting there, and I start texting her, and I notice that she's in the kitchen, and her phone's going bling, bling, and she's not paying any attention. So I'm like, oh, man, your phone's blowing up. You should probably check it. And now
can't even be patient.
The anticipation inside my body is just shaking. You know, I'm shaking inside because I'm so excited.
So giddy.
I'm so giddy about this.
This is a big night.
The problem is when I started typing, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to tell her. Like, I don't want it to be like over the top. You know, I don't want to put your dad's in jail because that's too over the top. So
or
I don't want to scare her.
So that was like your first option?
So, that was the one that was in the video. So I didn't want to follow the video one. So I went with something else. And I finally said, Kinsey, you're blowing up. She goes, oh, it's my friend. It's they're on one of those... bunch of people chats.
Mass text.
Yeah, and I'm like,
group text. Ugh.
And so I'm like, oh, no, it's not. So I looked over and I sent another one just so that it would ping again. And I go, oh, it's your mom. She's blowing you up. You should check it. And that is when Kinsey, I heard she turned off the faucet and I'm sitting there with my phone next to Kaysen. So bear with me because my son likes to sing in the middle of my bits. So I turn on my camera,
mm-hmm.
and I just put it down by my chest, and I do a little hidden camera so that I could catch the audio. I would play, I would give you the video, but she would be mad at me because she's not dressed.
Oh, sweet.
So that'd be against the rules. So Kinsey sits down on the couch, pulls her phone out, and starts reading the text messages.
My boob exploded. Hello. It blew up out of nowhere. I only have one boob now. By the microwave and it popped for no reason.
My
what?
My boob exploded.
What? That's what you came up with.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I typed in. By the way,
I'm just impressed to know Kenzie's mom has a boob job.
No, she doesn't.
Oh,
she doesn't. That's why I thought it would be extreme.
Okay, all right.
Just a nice natural boob pop.
You know what? We are, as women, afraid of microwave. Right. I get afraid when I stand a little too close that it's given doing something to my boobs. And it's true.
In my head, Kelly, I'm going, the first thing that I wrote was funny. My boob exploded, and that's what I sent. And I'm like,
I love that. I love that that is what you think of instead of like, hey, I'm actually, this is random. I'm on my way to your house.
And I can't take it back.
I would freak out. This is my boob exploded.
I can't take that back. So I'm sitting there going, I'm like,
call me random. That's freaking random.
I know. So I wrote that, and I'm like, why did I write that? What, my boob exploded? So I wanted to buy myself time. So I wrote, hello, because I'm thinking about what I'm going to write next.
So after your boob explodes.
Yeah, so I'm like, how did the boob explode?
And you just want to be like, what's up?
I was like, how did the boob explode?
How are you?
It was the hello.
I was wondering, hello, like why you didn't respond?
Yeah. And so I'm like, how would a boob explode? And Kenzie was having microwave, so I said, of course, the microwave made the boob explode. And then that's when Kenzie was not responding or coming over by the phone, so I said, I only now have one boob. Just to drive home the point.
Oh, my gosh.
So Kenzie reads
the
text.
The best part is Kenzie is quite gullible, so
she is so confused, and she's looking around like, this has got to be a bit. So she's looking around.
I can picture it.
And then she goes, I need to call my mom.
Boob exploded?
Why would you say hello?
Calls her mom.
Oh, no.
A minute later.
I'm scared because she's going to ruin my bit.
I wonder if one of the students got her phone.
So she's actually...
No, she's not at school.
Well, they could have stolen it today.
See, there's kids trying to ruin my bit by being reasonable.
By being reasonable.
Yeah, and I'm trying to move it along,
How dare she?
And yeah, my son's next to me wanting to play games, and I'm like, Kason, I don't want to tell him to be quiet because that'll give it away that I'm filming her. So
what was the last prank that she fell for that she called her friend on the phone? That cracked me up so much. What was it?
I forget what I did.
Something about the baby, about being pregnant.
I forget.
Yeah, it was nothing compared to my boob exploding.
So it was something about a baby getting pregnant. The baby getting pregnant.
Inside. The baby getting pregnant inside the womb.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're doing the iPhone prank she tried at the office, but I tried it on my wife. I changed my name to her mom, and she thinks her mom's boob exploded.
Your boob can pop if you're by the microwave.
See?
Because of the...
Please leave your name and number, and I will call you back.
So she doesn't answer. Good.
Oh, no.
But she's in pain.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is it so funny?
Oh. Kelly. She calls her sister.
Did you just get a weird message from mom? 3 minutes ago, I got a message that said, my boob exploded. And then the next message was, hello. And a minute later, obviously she would never say that. And then the next message was, I was seen by the microwave and popped. That's so weird, Kelly. She would never sit and say that. And it was like hello with a question mark and an exclamation point, and everything was spelled right. And I feel like she never writes like that.
I don't know.
Everything was spelled right, and I feel like she never writes.
This prank has so many layers.
I know. When I think about my life compared to his, that I'm like home alone, and he has a child running around screaming.
Oh, Jenna, if you would like to borrow Kason, who's been singing E-I-E-I-O for the last 5 weeks.
You got a kid singing.
Don't. I thought being lonely and depressed was a lot to handle. That's so much going on.
So many layers
to me,
right here.
And I'm sitting there when she says that, and my chest kind of puffs up a little bit, because that's a nice compliment. Everything spelled right.
You would find a way to be flattered.
I got a little bit flattered, so I got a little bit of a smile on my face.
My boob exploded. Hello. It blew up out of nowhere. I only have one boob now. I was by the microwave and it popped for no reason. But it's weird to get a text from mom that says that. Okay.
It's a joke.
It's a joke? Hold on. Jose, it's not funny. I'm sitting here worried about it.
And then my dang phone runs out of memory space because of U2 sending me the album for free.
You're still complaining about your story.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, so what was her? Did you tell her?
Yeah, I just told her.
So bottom line is, mom still has two boobs.
Mom still has two boobs.
Okay.
Everything is fine. But as you could tell, that one works wonderful.
Kenzie. Wonderful. Kenzie, I love Kenzie. That girl.
That's so funny.
Mom just text. First of all, Kenzie, if someone's boob explodes, I think they're going to call you. They're not going to text.
She was not if she's in the ambulance and she's got an ostomy. Yeah, and all Al. She can do is type.
She was by the microwave.
Why would she answer the phone? Because she was now sedated.
Hello.
You have these things go through your mind.
Oh, my boob exploded.
I only have one boob now.
I was by the microwave and it made my boob explode. I only have one boob now.
I take back everything I said about you being mean. That's so funny.
That was pretty good.
Okay, well, for
my boob explode.
Co-starring Kaysen.
Sorry about Kaysen singing.
No, that's live.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free money, baby!
Kelly, is it true that my name could be worth up to $1,000?
Well, your name can't, JC. You're an employee of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are not employed by the Kid Craddock Morning Show, your name could be worth $1,000. We're going to now play beer pong again. That's the fun way we've decided to pick two letters from the alphabet at complete random.
Mm-hmm.
And if these initials are your first and last name, in whatever order, your legal first and last name, whatever's on your ID, your legal ID, be the 13th caller, you'll win $500. But
bam.
If you've posted free money for Kid Nation in the past 24 hours on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, we'll double that to $1,000.
Your attention, please.
Yes, but thanks to Big Al Mac, we have a new rule.
Can we call it the Big Al Mac rule?
This is the Big Al Mac rule.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we let Big Al play because he was having a bad day.
Uh-huh.
And he picked the letters X and Z.
Yeah.
Not a lot of X, Z.
It was an accident.
His balls landed there. Yeah.
We didn't get a winner.
Didn't get a winner at all.
So this is the new rule. If we don't get what are the odds of us doing something that impossible again? Pretty slim.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We want to give away money.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. It's fun. So if we don't get a winner after 10 minutes, what we're going to do is play again. We'll have two different letters.
Got it.
We're going to be guaranteeing that we're going to give away $1,000 and not do this XZ mess again. If your name is X, it starts with X and a Z today, and you're listening, you should have been listening yesterday.
Yeah, because it would have been easy for you to win.
We're going
to
give you a chance, even if you have the bizarre initial combination. But after 10 minutes, we're going to we get to reshoot.
Today's shooters are JC and Jenna.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Hope you do better than I did yesterday.
And, and you can do duplicate letters because once a letter's picked, it's still in the running.
Yep.
So if your name is Bobby Brown and it's a BB, you're in it. Except it would be Robert Brown, not Bobby Brown, right?
I would assume so.
You going first, Jenna?
Yeah. All right.
Get on the mic.
All right.
Jenna's
going to throw the ping pong ball into the solo cup.
JC, get over there on that mic.
I'm about to go.
Here we go.
Swish.
Boom.
Miss. Okay. Swish and a miss. See, Al, the thing is at least you got it
on the first
two balls. Yeah.
What is going on?
You're failing.
Oh.
Why am I going so short?
I'm rimming out. There it is.
Nope.
I'm going to loft it.
There you go.
Oh man.
Y'all backspin on it here.
Maybe y'all need to actually drink beer.
Oh, man.
It's a good technique.
Oh, this is...
Funny!
Yay! You just got one. Okay. What letter is it?
The first letter selected by playing beer pong is W.
W. That's a very,
very good one.
Good, safe letter.
I have a lot of friends named William.
Wendy. Waylon.
Or the last name Woods.
Come on, Jenna.
I cannot.
Wallace.
You think it?
Got one. Okay, what's it going to be today?
Here we go.
W and?
There's no beer in there.
Why?
W and Y.
Okay, all right.
What's up with the last letters of the alphabet?
Yolanda Williams.
Young? Yang?
Yang
Wong. There are many. Yeah. So anyway, right now, if your initials are WY or YW, that's the first and last initial of your first and last legal name on your ID. Be caller 13 right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
There you go.
We're going to wait 10 minutes, and if a YW or a WY doesn't call back, we're going to play again.
Maybe
not with Jenna and JC, because they take forever.
I know.
Well, hell, it... And I didn't get to
It's hard. About that. It's hard.
Yvette, Yvonne.
Yolanda Williams. I don't know celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's hard to pick celebrities sometimes. It's not quite as easy as it looks.
No, it's not.
Yobin Williams.
Yobin?
Yobin Williams is not going to work.
No?
No.
While we're waiting.
Yvonne
Washington.
So yesterday I was telling you about how I'm failing second grade.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, McKelly's teacher was listening the whole time when I was talking about how
you were doing.
Cheated?
Well, I didn't cheat.
You were just helping her do a project.
I was trying to help. It's my daughter's first ever oral book report.
Were you helping Emma Kelly, or was Emma Kelly helping you?
Well, it was just a mess. You know, I didn't read all the instructions of how they wanted. You know, when I did oral book reports in school, we just stood up and talked about the book.
Yeah.
But she needed all these puppets, but they were had to be certain puppets. They had to be two-sided puppets on popsicle sticks. Mm-hmm. And when you run out of blue construction paper and your whole puppet premise is based on blue construction paper. So anyway, it was just a mess, and we had to go to Target last minute, panic. I'm grumpy at this point, and Emma Kelly's crying. It was just a nightmare. And the teacher was listening. And so yesterday in Emma Kelly's backpack, she sent home a note, said she was listening. Thanks for the laughs. And I opened it up, and there's just like stack of every shade of blue construction paper you can imagine.
That's hilarious.
Also, now you're
which didn't do me a good lot of good after the fact, Mrs. Cunningham. I'm kidding. No, I appreciated that she had a good sense of humor about it. But Emma Kelly was supposed to give her first ever oral book report yesterday.
How'd it go?
Yeah, did she fail?
That's the thing. I picked her up from school. I was like, how'd it go, honey? She's giving it today.
Oh, it's today. Yeah.
Well, no, it was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But there's like 22 kids. They ran out of time. And the teacher, didn't volunteer? How did that work? Because a lot of times our class, our teacher would say, who wants to go first? And we just do it process of elimination. She said the teacher drew numbers.
Oh, okay.
And so they went in order and just, they ran out of time.
Done beer pong.
Wasn't that the
best? Yeah, they should teach the children how to play beer pong in second grade.
Might as well.
That was the best feeling ever when you had a project like that, when you had an oral book report.
And day reprieve.
You didn't quite finish the book, and you were just going to have to go up there and wing it, and then you run out of time and you still have another day.
Yeah. Love it.
That was the best.
Yeah. But today she and just one other kid, and that's it. So it's only two oral book reports. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Yeah. I have great news, you guys.
What?
What?
The Big Al Matt curse has been lifted.
All right.
We have a caller on the phone.
Free money, baby!
Sir, please tell us what your name is.
Walter Yeager.
Walter Yeager.
Yeagerbomb.
Oh, wow.
That is on your legal ID, first and last name.
Yes, it is.
Well, Walter Yeager, you have just won $500.
Yeah,
Walter.
Whoa, yay!
And here's the kicker. If you've posted free money for Kid Nation somewhere on your social media status updates in the last 24 hours, we're going to double it. Did you do it?
No.
No.
Why not, Jaeger?
Yeah, you might need a Jaeger shot. Jaeger bomb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except that starts with a J.
It does.
Oh, it does. That's true.
Yeah.
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 No Jaeger for you.
Well, you still get $500, dog.
There you go. $500.
Yay.
That's the thing. People think they're never going to. Isn't that what you thought, Walter?
Yeah.
We're never going to call a YW, right?
Right.
So
well, you know what? My sister told me to call.
Oh,
so you weren't even
listening.
Well, that's okay. Well, maybe now you're going to start listening, right?
Right. Well, I'm listening every morning.
Oh, you weren't listening at that time. Right. You could have been getting ready. That's right.
He was in the shower.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Walter. Well, and thank your sister. Hope you break off a little something for that.
I will.
All right.
All right. Hold on for us, Walter Yeager.
We'll play again the same time tomorrow, 7:10 Central. Two new letters for the free money name game.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Kelly's shooting tomorrow.
Yay!
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
We have got a very exciting thing happening. The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
It is happening. It's returning to AMC this Sunday. No, next Sunday, a week from Sunday, October 12th, 9 o'clock, 8 Central. And we have got three trips. So you can visit the set of Terminus.
Three.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You do.
This is a high passion show. You know, people that are into it, it's crazy.
Well, you and a guest, here's what you can win. You get a tour of the real location used in the show. You get to go to a VIP party, meet members of the cast, maybe even some of the undead.
Ooh.
How do you win? You go to kidnation.com, KIDDnation.com, and you hunt down the walkers. Find all the walkers, click on them, and you're registered for each of these three trips.
Oh.
And you can celebrate the highly anticipated new season premiering a week from Sunday, October 12th, at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on AMC. Now, Jenna, you were or still are a big fan of The Walking Dead.
I know like you the show. Love you know, it's I've always said there's too much TV to keep up with, so I can only watch a few things. I watched the first season, and I loved it. And when I got to go to Comic-Con for Dish Nation and do some reporting there, they have this Walking Dead set in Petco Park in San Diego. So they have rebuilt it, so it's like a town destroyed, right? And you can go through the full Walking Dead makeup experience.
And you did.
So they made me a full zombie, and then you can do this Walking Dead run where you run from all the walkers. People love love this show. Mm. So it's a huge deal. And because people love this show, it's, again, this year for Halloween going to be a very popular costume.
The zombie. Right.
And that's your favorite holiday, the Halloween. You love all the blood and gore. Well, you love that.
This is what, yeah, and I never used to get that into dressing up, but I always love scary stuff. And I feel like I'm not a popular opinion. I'm not a huge, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving fan. So I have to align myself with one holiday. So lately it's been Halloween. Okay. To the point that I've been doing, like, two costumes, one for work, one for going out.
Right.
Really into it. I love it, though. But I'm going to do this list for you guys of the top costumes for this year.
Okay.
Because a study just came out done by the National Retail Federation. First of all, Halloween, $7.4 billion spent on this holiday in the United States. And $2.8 billion is on costumes alone. So that's including decorations, costumes, candy.
Mm.
Huge holiday for people. They say the average American spends $77 on their costume.
Sounds right.
Whether you're buying it, making it, yeah, whatever, yeah, however it's okay going. So let's, of course, I mean, little kids have more fun dressing up, and I'm sure you're going to try and dress up your kids. I have a feeling all little kids want to be the same thing right now, because they say what's never been more popular this year, it's a tie for first place, Frozen characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I see that.
Elsa, hands down, most popular for little girls.
That's what my son wants my
Olaf,
wife to be.
Olaf is, yeah, very popular. Not the most popular for little boys, but any Frozen character. So that works for couples. That works for children, families.
That's who I want to be. I want to be Olaf.
But if you want to make it a little edgy, just put some fake blood on it.
Yeah. It's dead Olaf.
Dead Olaf. Dead.
Yes. You can take anything dark and anything
impaled
sexy.
Olaf.
Yeah, yeah. Why not, right?
Actually, the most popular for little boys is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Okay. Batman.
Can't go wrong.
And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So if your child or you, no shame, want to be a Frozen character or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, you better get on that. Because what? You have just a few weeks. So you better get on that because they're selling out of that stuff. They say for adults, traditional ideas are still the most popular because, let's face it, a lot of adults just want to go easy in what's available.
Right.
And which most popular? Some kind of animal, Batman, and pirate. Those are the most purchased so far this year. And then this article also says, you know, Miley Cyrus and Heisenberg, Breaking Bad. Please don't be Breaking Bad. You're too late to
begin. It's over.
It's over. Don't be Breaking Bad this year. They say Walking Dead, like I already said, Game of Thrones are very popular. Adult, you know, we're talking more television, pop culture related. So those are the most popular among young adults this year. They say expect to see a lot of people being soccer players since the World Cup. They have leftover jerseys, mm-hmm, want to dress up. And that's an easy go-to costume.
Yeah, I need the easy go-to.
Easy go-to. Yeah, see, and I like easy, but I like creative. Like, I like going pop culture, but something I can kind of put together and make myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not go crazy over the top and spend tons of money. I don't know why people are tired of this or not, but ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, because they say that's so easy for people to do, to just wear something, yeah, give shout-outs all night, and put a bucket on top of their head. So expect to see a lot of those.
That sounds like a give
I'm up. Either telling you this as, oh, okay, I'm going to do that because it does, right, sound easy, or I'm definitely going to stay away from that because we're going to be seeing a lot of it.
You could do Sexy Ice Bucket Challenge.
Where How you do
make,
that?
You make that the bucket. You get a big bucket, make that your bottoms, and then if you're a girl, you get two little buckets for up top.
Or ice cubes up, okay, top.
Or ice cubes.
Yeah.
Naughty Ice Bucket Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we can get on. Yeah, let's. I mean, I've thought of some others that I saw online just to be creative and kind of simple. And with Instagram being so popular, I think that that's really cool. And I've only seen one of these, but, you know, to cut out something to make it like it's an Instagram photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You can put the likes at the bottom. You know, kind of simple and pop culture. I like stuff going on in 2014.
Right.
Let's get to the sexy ones, JC, since you talked about this. I want you guys to tell me if this exists online to buy or doesn't.
Oh, a game.
Oh, okay,
okay, right, just a few, all right? Sexy SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, I've,
sure,
seen it.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I would assume
I've
so.
I've seen it, I think.
Is, yeah, it just a shirtless guy wearing square pants?
No, it's, no, a girl.
It is a girl.
A girl.
In a, yeah, tiny dress. It has, like, a picture of SpongeBob on it. I don't watch SpongeBob SquarePants, but I'm always kind of weirded out by, yeah, the sexy costumes. I get it. Why not? It's Halloween. But
it's not too sexy. It's just clingy.
Yeah.
We're showing pictures on Kid TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Interestingly, sexy Frozen costumes have been pulled in a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, some of the lingerie sites where they actually put out sexy Frozen, sexy Elsa. I mean, you can make it sexy, yeah, if you want, yeah, but Frozen, Disney did not like that.
Leave it alone.
What about sexy Scrabble? Nothing says sexy like,
no,
Game of Scrabble.
Scrabble, does it?
I guess you spell out naughty words on the game board that is your body.
That'd be a cool one to do with your friends, where you're just different letters that could spell a bunch of words.
See, what about if you were Twister as a guy?
See, Twister's, that's cool.
So, Sexy Scrabble does indeed exist. You can buy this online.
You're basically putting the Scrabble board and turning it into a tight mini skirt.
I know. Okay. I would think Sexy Twister would be better.
Yeah.
What do you think about Sexy Kim Jong-un?
No way.
Sexy? That's a stretch.
I'm gonna say no.
No way.
Okay, I made that one up.
Okay, right. Good.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, good.
Okay, Sexy Crayon.
Oh, yes. Sure.
I bet absolutely. You can.
Absolutely.
I don't get it.
But it exists.
Yeah, it does exist. It does exist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sexy Mustard.
Yes.
Yes.
I bet it does.
Sexy condiments are all the rage.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a hot Taco Bell hot sauce packet.
Yeah.
I ran out of mustard yesterday, by the way. That reminds me.
Okay. Sexy Obama's birth certificate.
No.
There's nothing sexy about that. How can you make that sexy?
How can you make a ketchup bottle sexy?
You can make anything sexy.
Make it short and tight.
Yeah, red tight miniskirt.
Interestingly, we were talking yesterday when I decided to, do this segment on Halloween, joking about Sexy Ebola. And it sounds like someone very famous was listening to our conversation and took our idea of Sexy Ebola.
New survey predicts that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will be the most popular Halloween costumes this year. Yeah. The least popular Halloween costume this year, slutty Ebola virus.
Really? Dude.
Wow. Least popular.
Least popular.
No one's going to do it.
Yeah. Not one person.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Had the same
how dare you,
yesterday
Jimmy.
And the day before. Yeah, but I guess the point is it must be just an easy joke that people get to.
Yeah, and then everybody else around them, they have on the hazmat suits, so... Makes sense.
Are you going to dress up? See, I'm going to do this thing and not reveal. I'm going to be something very pop culture related, and I just don't want to say it yet.
I still have no idea.
And then I'm going to be something animal related, which is popular, but I'm going over the top with it.
I would never even worry about thinking about a costume, except we have to dress up for Dish Nation, our TV show. So that's the problem. And then it's like we have to kind of form together as one unit and do a theme.
It's too late. I ordered mine from Etsy from someone in Australia.
Okay, so it's
too
late
for me.
You're going rogue.
Well, I had thrown out some ideas, but I know you guys aren't as into it as me.
Yeah.
So I'm going rogue like Al did last year.
Yeah.
Well, last year we were all
The Shining.
The Shining, and I was just a weird
dolphin. I appreciate you guys going along with that.
Anything to like put white face on.
Well, no. My girlfriend had the Miami Dolphin football uniform.
Oh, and he says girlfriend like it's still present tense. So that's going well.
And so it's going.
Yeah, that's
their girlfriend.
That's the thing. Are you going to do couples
dolphin.
This year?
She had some ideas like what was that I showed you? Black Swan or something?
Yeah.
And
this was pre-second anniversary debacle.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
How come she dressed up as the dude last year and you were?
Well, the thing was, I couldn't find a cheerleading outfit for her. For some reason, you can buy the football uniform outfit, but you can't buy the cheerleading outfit.
Right.
You can for little kids, but not for adults. I don't know why.
That's what girls do. They buy the little kid one, so it's naughty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nothing like seeing a 4-year-old little girl in a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader's outfit.
But I think this year if we do something together, we're gonna dress up as the Free Money Name Game, and I'm gonna be the X, and she's gonna be the Z.
And who's gonna get that?
Free Money Name
Show.
Technically, aren't you both gonna be the X's?
She should go as your ex-girlfriend and make it a couple's costume.
You see what I'm saying?
She just wear her doctor scrubs with her ear, the little stethoscope, and a big X on her chest.
Yeah. Dr. X, girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh, let's speed this show up. I took my pain medicine. I'm getting sleepy.
I'm sorry, yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Problems.
Yeah, it's hard out there, Al.
Uh-huh.
You know? You're just trying to live day to day, and then these problems just keep getting in the way.
Right.
Like when I opened up my jelly yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and there was peanut butter in there. And it just ruined my day.
Yeah, you gotta wipe the knife.
You know?
Problems.
I couldn't get over that.
I would look at that as a score.
No, I wanted straight up jelly, and then I didn't want peanut butter in that.
Angela says, I can't sleep late because my cleaning lady is coming over in the morning. First world problem.
Yeah, we asked our listeners to go to our Facebook and share their first world problems. Mm-hmm. Lisa said, I hate it when you're on Pinterest and you have something to pin that can go on two different boards and you can't decide which board to actually pin it to.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
I don't know how to do that.
You gotta make the call.
Alicia said, our new car can't find our house on the navigation system because our home is built in a new community and it's not on the map yet.
Oh, wow.
How will we ever get home?
That is annoying.
Yeah. Shelly wrote in and said, I have to flush the toilets, the three extra toilets in my new house once a week so that the water doesn't leave a ring.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I like this one. Steph. Steph says her Chihuahua Lucy ate three of her favorite songs.
Oh, no. What are you going to do? Hopefully you can pass
it. Nasty.
Eric wrote this, and Kelly, you may feel the pain. I live equal distance from two Targets, and I can't decide which one to go to.
I know, right? It's truly
a
dilemma.
That's so hard.
I love walking into a new Target that I've never been to before. You think they're all the same, but they're not.
They're slightly different.
You should take a Target tour.
Oh, yeah.
So fun.
Oh, my gosh. I want to read this. Some of these are so good because I definitely, like, share the sentiment. Courtney wrote and said, I've had to wear closed-toed shoes for nearly a week because I haven't had time for a pedi.
Who can't relate to that?
How do you go on?
I just had to read it like that, even though I'm not making fun of her because sometimes I feel the same way. Yeah. It's so funny. Right now.
Michelle says, I have to push one for English. That's just stupid.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. You just want to continue the call, and then if you have an iPhone, you got to turn the numbers on, and then you got to hit one.
We have another in-house one, Trey. Right, Trey, what's going
on? Trey from production.
Yo, I grab audio, I misspell things, stuff like that. My first world problem is the laundry service in my apartment complex only takes deliveries from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and I have to go and play radio instead.
Oh.
So I can't get my laundry. I have to do my own laundry.
Because of this dang job, Trey?
Well,
you don't get things dry cleaned. You have someone do your laundry.
I have nothing in my closet that needs dry cleaning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just t-shirts and jeans.
There's a pile of clean clothes and a pile of dirty clothes on the floor.
Yeah.
Don't you hate him?
I want to see Trey's place because I feel like he's just like he's in college, you know?
Trey's place consists.
Sure.
So is there furniture?
We'll have a dinner party. We could have, I'll bring, I can stick like those taquito things in the microwave.
The little ones?
What do you eat for dinner at night?
Last night, I made lasagna.
There you go. Shout out.
Yeah. Like, from scratch. That. But most nights, it's just, like, peanut butter straight from the jar. Or I had Hot Pockets.
Those are pretty good.
Do you have more
personal pizzas? Just anything that goes in the microwave.
By the way, ladies, Trey is single, and he has an apartment with a couch. How old is your couch again?
I got it in college. It's an IKEA couch, and it's got a white fuzzy cover on it that was white. It's really not really white anymore. Ew.
Yeah, because Trey plays his guitar naked on the couch every night.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have like 600 square feet of fun over there? 600 square feet of fun in your apartment?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about...
How big is your apartment?
No. Yeah. Like, to be honest with you, I have no idea. First apartment I went to, it's close to the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway,
literally, he has a couch,
problems.
A couch, a bed, and a TV. That's Trey's apartment.
There's no need to make fun of my world living when we have first world problems.
That's all you need.
If you don't ever entertain, what's the point of having more?
Exactly.
Yeah. Nobody's going to see it but you.
I agree. If you're fine with it, it doesn't matter.
I wish I just had a couch, a TV, and a bed. That's the only thing you need.
PlayStation 3.
And a PS3. Thank you, Trey.
Let's go to the phone. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT or 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, you could do either one of those. Lauren, welcome to First World Problems.
Hi. My first world problem is my cell phone and my electronic cigarette are too heavy for my scrub pants, so my scrub pants keep falling down at work.
Oh, no. What will you ever do?
Wait, do you have your e-cig in the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
I just keep putting them up.
Uh-oh.
I have to have them in my pocket. So.
Yeah, I feel you on that. It's tough.
It's a bad connection.
You feel her on the e-cig?
No, I don't have one of those.
Hey, I mean, good for people trying to be healthier. I get it, but it's so funny, and I don't want to judge, but I was buying new running shoes a couple weeks back in the Nike store. Someone's in there smoking an e-cig.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not sure what's worse, like actually smoking outside or you're smoking the e-cig in the Nike store.
Yeah. I saw a person smoking
in the fitness store.
I saw a person smoking an e-cig on the treadmill.
That's an addiction,
like,
man.
What are you doing?
That's an addiction.
You're on the treadmill. Like, you can wait 30 minutes.
No, you can't.
You know what? It's funny. Whatever.
Kim, welcome to First World Problems.
Good morning. My first world problem is on Saturday. It was my girlfriend's 38th birthday, and instead of pouring shots of Fireball into shot glasses, we were drinking it from the gallon jug, and I'm sore. My arm is sore from lifting shots from the gallon of Fireball.
Oh, my God. That's hardcore there.
We want to party with Kemp.
Yeah, that's hardcore. Do you remember anything that happened that night?
Partially. We'll just say my husband was up puking all night. Let's just say that.
Yeah. What a lightweight.
Yeah.
Jeez. Let's go tomorrow, though. What's going on in your life?
Well, I forgot to run my dishwasher last night, so this morning I had to wash my coffee cup by hand.
Oh, no.
That is annoying.
People still do that.
So tragic.
You're never quite sure if you're getting all the soap out.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. It took like an extra 10 seconds of my time this morning that I did not have.
I get it.
We're letting you vent with your first world problem here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Edward, how will you be able to go on, my man? What happened? Edward.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
What's your first world problem?
Go ahead, buddy.
My first world problem is whenever I'm trying to show my friends a video on YouTube or Facebook and my 4G LTE isn't quite fast enough.
Oh, my God.
I hate that.
The
things we complain about nowadays, you know?
Yeah, right?
We complain that and everybody does it. Yeah, I feel you on that, Edward. A dang scrubby thing buffering on my phone. Especially when you're paying. Oh, boy. Jenny. I'm sorry for this problem you have to go through. What's wrong?
Well, my husband cannot play Call of Duty in our media room anymore because the projector screen is too big. It hurts his neck.
Hashtag first world problem right there.
That's funny.
My home theater is too large.
Honey, I need to get a smaller theater.
Can I come over? My neck hurts.
That's funny.
I'm going to have to go play on the 80-inch. Yeah, I can't do the median room.
That actually wants a smaller TV screen.
JC, speaking of giant TVs, did you ever hang your 70-inch television that you got that's been sitting in a box?
Yeah, I hung it up.
That makes my jaw drop because I think I'm still working with like a 42, and I would love that. And you have that sitting on the ground?
I got the hookup. No, I hung it up, and it's still up.
Hookup.
So.
Good.
So far, so good. Katrina?
Yeah.
What's going on in your world?
Hey. Okay, so my son Jason is totally addicted to Minecraft. He plays on the internet, on all the servers.
Yeah.
He uses his initials, JWD456, for his username.
Uh-huh.
So then he tried to play this new game, Roblox, and somebody stole his username.
Oh. No.
So now his username is the real JWD456.
There you go.
Yeah, not that fake one.
He's been playing for years, so they definitely saw it and stole it.
Unbelievable.
That's how I feel about it. I can't have JSI on Twitter because somebody already took it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now I got to be JSI5. Yeah. And you know, and sometimes
Jason
people can't
find. I listen to you guys every morning. We love you so much.
Thank you so much, babe.
We'll tell the real Jason.
And as soon as we get in the car, it's turn on the radio, Mom.
Yay. Dang right.
I love that.
We love you, Katrina. Thank you so much for calling. I got a first world problem. Here we go. Wes, what's wrong, man?
Yeah, JC.
Yeah, what's wrong, buddy?
Listen, man, these first world problems have got my day started off on the bad, on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
I went to Starbucks this morning. I ordered my half-calf, venti, three-pump vanilla, three-pump hazelnut, soy, extra hot, no foam with whip, and cinnamon sprinkle latte.
Uh-huh.
I get to work, and there's no cinnamon sprinkle lattes on that thing.
How dare you, Starbucks?
How do you memorize your order?
I had to drive all the way back to get my cinnamon sprinkle latte.
No, you didn't.
Right. Yeah, when you have your mouth set on something.
Yeah, Wes, I'm sorry you have to go through that.
I mean, when you wake up and you're craving that, you get all the way to work and it's just not right.
Yeah.
It's a first world problem, you know?
Give me that order again, dude, just in case people want to be copycats.
Yeah, what was it?
You need to try this out. It's the half calf venti, three-pump vanilla, three-pump hazelnut, the soy, extra hot, no foam, with whip and cinnamon sprinkles.
But they didn't put the cinnamon.
Wait, why do you do soy with whipped cream?
Why not?
Because I have to do soy.
Because I try to be a little bit healthy, but not all the way.
Balance.
Half-calf? Yeah. Does that mean half-decaf?
Yes, I've got heart issues.
Oh, my God.
He's got heart issues.
So funny.
Jenna.
Six pumps of sugar, whipped cream.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jen. I appreciate
that. Another first world problem. Wes, just go home. You know? I don't even think you
might need to now.
Yeah.
I've already burned so much gas going back and forth. I might as well just go back home.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Poor guy.
We'll check in on you next week and see if they got it right.
Does anyone recognize what a great boyfriend Wes would make? Because if he has that kind of coffee order, he could always remember yours.
He will always remember yours. Yeah. Wes, we're going to get Wes's number. He's perfect boyfriend. He's perfect. And by the way, you can go to our Facebook page and give us your first world problem. Or also, go on Twitter. Send it to us and hashtag it, First World Problems. We want to hear from you.
Got it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
My sweet little Chloe turned one.
Aww.
A month ago. Yeah, and we had her birthday party this past weekend.
Well, she's one. She doesn't realize that it's even her birthday. So
exactly.
You can play with the date a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you know my wife, she loves planning birthday parties, especially for our kids. Now, I know they won't remember any of this. I'm fully aware they're not going to remember any of this.
About the pictures.
But it's about they'll have pictures, and why fight it? You know, if this is something that truly makes my wife happy to throw these birthday parties for our kids, then I'm going to let her throw these birthday parties for our kids. Do I like the money spent for the birthday parties? Absolutely not. But she's happy. I'm happy. Happy wife. Happy life.
There you go.
So she started planning. She did most of the planning.
I bet she did. I bet when you say most, I bet that means all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're correct. I helped out with just a couple projects that she would give me, you know?
Yeah.
And she made it big. She had a Hello Kitty theme. Why Hello Kitty? I have no idea.
Hello.
I don't even know if Hello Kitty has a TV show.
Got me.
Is that it? There's a Hello Kitty theme?
Who knew? Who are you posing that question to?
Yeah, right?
I'm not the go-to.
I'm not the go-to.
I had no idea. So it was a Hello Kitty theme. We had a bounce house. We had a little booth set up that we made, and we spray painted gold so it looked nice where all the cupcakes were at. We got a little play area for the kids with a swing set and a slide. It was cool. It was a nice little party for kids.
Alcohol for the adults?
There was alcohol for the adults. We had Chloe Teeny.
It's a little confusing because they put it in a put it in a dispenser that looked like lemonade.
Yeah.
And lots of little kids love lemonade.
Yeah.
So we had to stop Emma Kelly a couple times.
Is that the parenting fail? Did a kid get drunk?
No.
No.
Thank God.
Emma Kelly was the oldest child there. The rest needed help from mommy and daddy if they wanted it. So I had to keep reminding Emma Kelly, there's vodka in there.
Yeah. Go get mommy one.
It was a Chloe Teeny, I think.
It was called Chloe Teeny. Yeah. And then we had juice boxes for the kids and a cooler outside.
Gosh,
so
this is like a Kanye
been close.
And Kim Kitchella going on right now.
You should have invited me.
Yeah.
Alcohol at
We had people playing in the backyard, some music. Yeah, there was a couple moms doing that.
All right.
But the party was over within a couple hours.
Sure.
You know, it's like a wedding. You spend all this time and effort, and then it's over. And so we're sitting there, and Kelly stayed longer. The party was a success. She stayed longer than I thought, which
that's because there were so many hot dads there. I was hoping some of them weren't happy.
No, no kids got in fights, chasing through minimal meltdowns.
Oh, okay.
Or tantrums. Sure. Everything went so well. I'm sitting there in our dining room table. I'm like, this was a great success. I was feet kicked up, drinking a Chloe Teeny. Kinsey's in the living room playing with Kaysen because he needed attention. And then all of a sudden I hear, boom, 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 boom. She's running up to the kitchen. She goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? Did Kaysen fall down? Did Chloe bash her head open? What did they fight? Did he hit her? What's wrong? I'm the worst mother ever. What's wrong? Did we screw up? What happened? And she goes, well, your family in Mexico started messaging me. And I'm like, what's wrong with them messaging you? That's fine. And she goes, well, they wanted pictures, so I was sending them pictures of Chloe at her birthday party and eating the cake, and everything was going well. And then Bio Dad asked me to send a picture of her hitting a pinata.
you didn't get a pinata?
Oh, we got a pinata. an expensive pinata.
Okay.
You can get a pinata for $5. This was a $20 Hello Kitty pinata. Why? Because it's Hello Kitty.
So what's the problem then? You had a pinata.
We filled it up with candy.
Yeah.
She bought, my wife spent a lot of money on candy.
Okay.
It's cool. Halloween's around the corner.
I still don't understand
the problem. What's the problem then? So you have the pinata.
Yeah.
I know the pinata is candy. Crucial.
The problem is, in order to send a picture of Chloe hitting the pinata, we would have had to bring the pinata out.
Oh.
Because I don't recall seeing anything with any Mexican flavor whatsoever.
Nothing.
Wow. Oh, man.
And that was her
kind
thing.
Of abandoned your country.
She said she was telling him how it was a Mexican theme Hello Kitty party.
Then why was it Chloe Teenies? Why wasn't it Chloe Rita's?
And it should have been Hola Kitty.
Uh-huh. It should have been Hola Kitty.
Hola Kitty.
She was beyond herself that she forgot to bring out the pinata. And she goes, what are we going to do? Should we go in the backyard? But now it's dark. She's like, should we just put the pinata up and then we'll take a picture of her and just angle it so that the fence is in the back? And I was like, it's too late.
Too late.
I need, because I need backup. Kids. I need backup to hold the pinata string up.
And you need kids.
I need kids.
The kids are gone.
I'm like, it's too late. And she goes, can you Photoshop? I'm like, Photoshop?
Oh,
start asking me, can I Photoshop?
Photoshop some little random kids.
In the background. I'm like, no. I can barely use Instagram, let alone Photoshop. Tell me to Photoshop. So now she's thinking. So she cut off all communication with my family in Mexico right after that. She closed out the WhatsApp because that's how we communicate with them. She closed that down and she goes, I'm just going to tell them my phone died. I'm like, for a week?
No, until the second birthday party.
So the party was on. Yeah, the party was on Saturday. We have not had contact with my family in Mexico since they sent the "Can you send us pinata pictures?"
Okay, this is a stretch. I would think if you forgot the pinata, yes, that would make sense because that's crucial to the Mexican celebration.
Well, have they met?
You haven't.
Chloe. I'm not trying to. I don't know if they've been up here to see Chloe. I know they've met Kaysen. I was just thinking maybe you could just get a random picture of some other little blonde, 1-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to Google 1-year-old. Well, she is very, Aryan looking, right? Like blonde hair,
Chloe?
Blue eyes.
Yeah. Kinsey's plan is to wait till Saturday and invite a bunch of kids over and then take the picture then and then send it like nothing happened. So that she doesn't lose her Mexican card. And that was her big parenting fail for our daughter's birthday party.
If that's the worst thing
that's not bad.
If that's the worst thing that happened, you had a pretty good party.
To Kinsey, that's the end of the world. To me, that's minor.
Yeah.
Because now I have candy whenever I want. Just reach into that bad boy.
Well, my only question is, any of the dads ask about me?
Yeah. Sure did, Kelly. So many. Oh, they were like, oh, is that Kelly?
Yeah. If only they weren't married, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Is that Kelly Raspberry? And they're like, and I said, yeah. And they said,
do you mind hooking up with a married guy?
No, they just said, oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. That's cool. So you got a couple of that's cool.
That's right.
They're all married, Kelly. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm right. I know. Maybe one. I'll let you know if one of them.
Please keep me posted.
I will.
Get separated, you know.
I'm telling you, all these guys are so good looking.
They are.
As like,
and they're all taller than JC.
Is this why
as a straight guy.
Because I'm not mad because I think it's because I don't have kids. Because I know if I would have showed up, I would have been welcome. But I didn't. Definitely didn't get an invitation. Now I'm wondering if it's because I don't have
kids.
There
were no single people there except for Kelly.
Because that you thought maybe I didn't want to come and there were hot dads. And you know that would just make me feel bad.
I figured with my single friends, it's a whooping for you to come to a kid birthday party. So.
Yeah, it is.
That's fine. Yeah. I was just curious, but Kelly keeps raving about these hot dads.
Yeah, they're
Jenna, I've never seen anything like it.
They're good looking dudes.
It was like the GQ daddy party.
It's like Kinsey makes friends all of a sudden, and then I go to meet their husbands, and they're like 6'5".
Because all of Kinsey's friends are hot.
They look like
meaning they
Tom
hooked
Brady,
up with hot
gravitate,
people.
Yeah.
But they're all taller than you. I noticed that. You were, and I don't think of you as a short person.
You're
what,
not.
You
6'1",
I'm 6'1".
Maybe? But they were all like towering over JC. I mean, these were like Adonises.
They get in the circle to talk, and I'm the guy that's
you're
so short.
You're
I'm on tippy toes trying to bust into the circle.
You can't even hear him.
I can't even
hear him.
So bad.
Huh. I'm not even, it's like I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Maybe you're just catching the guys at the good stage of life, you know, before when they just get married and have the baby and everything's rosy before they start giving up.
We went to a concert on Friday with hot dads. So I stuffed socks in my shoes.
Hot dads.
To make you taller.
To make me taller. I did.
It's not going
to
make you that
much
taller.
That's a exclusive information right there.
You put lifts inside your tennis shoes.
They're tall, Kelly.
They are tall.
I just wanted to be like an inch taller.
You had to put on a whole lot of socks.
Right.
Whoa, okay.
I used one sock.
All right, Bruce Jenner, let's go.
Okay. Well, we want to hear about your parenting fails. Enough about my lifts. Sherry, what was your parenting fail? Make my wife feel better.
Oh, I have so many of them.
Oh, good.
But I have one that I think is going to be hard to top. I was living in Washington State, and this is a few years back. My son, or my kids are, my boys are, 13 and 15 right now, and this was just when they were little. So we had an earthquake, and I was in a bottom floor apartment, and I grabbed my older son, and I went under the doorway like they say you're supposed to wait it out, and we just waited and waited. And then once it was finally over, I realized I had left my baby out on this blanket in the living room during the earthquake.
Oh, my gosh.
At least you took care of yourself.
Well, but the baby's okay.
Baby's okay?
Obviously.
He's okay. Therapy works great.
Clearly, we know who the favorite is.
Yeah.
She still had mommy brain. You still had mommy brain.
Yeah. I would think that would happen a lot.
Yeah. Well, at least they're safe.
Yeah, people
thanks for calling.
Always leave their kids out in earthquakes.
That's it.
Thank you.
No, I just mean like you'd leave the kid in the grocery cart or you'd just be so distracted.
Yeah. My mom did the same with me. We were in the 85 earthquake in Mexico, which was one of the worst. Mm-hmm. My mom left me on the ground by a bookshelf and my uncle ran in naked and covered me and the bookshelf landed on him.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're tormented by thoughts of a naked man collapsing on top of you?
Full on naked man. I was two. I don't remember. But yeah. If I was older, I would have definitely
saved your life, though.
And that's why you were so comfortable in the sleeping bag with Big Al.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a naked
man? Been there, done that.
Mary, what'd you do to your son?
Hi. We were on our way to a swim meet in Ohio. We live in Lexington, Kentucky. And we were on our way to a swim meet in Ohio. And I had to stop at a rest area and to use the restroom. And my husband was in the front seat asleep. My son was in the back seat. And I said, you know, does anybody else need to go? I'm just going to run in real quick. No, they're good. My husband never woke up. So I run in, go to the bathroom, run back out, jump in the car, back out, drive him up 75, the interstate to go to the swim meet.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, my phone rings. And I didn't recognize the number, but thankfully I answered it. And this voice said, Mom. And I said, yeah, and so I turn around, and my son is not in the back seat anymore. I had left him at the rest of the I didn't even realize he'd gotten out of the car, and I just jumped back in, and I was driving. Of course, I blamed it on my husband because he was asleep. He could have woken up and told me that Christopher got out of the car.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's
great.
Thank God he knew his mom's number. Nobody knows numbers anymore.
No, I know. Yeah. He knew my number, but he had to borrow a cell phone from some random lady.
Sure.
Happened to see that we had on, like, the same swim team shirt.
Yeah.
Because we're with a team. So she said, I think your mom just drove away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mary, I'm sorry. Your kid was that kid at the rest stop. Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, can I talk to you for a second? Can you help me out for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks for calling,
babe. That was terrible. Okay, thank you all.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Oh, man.
At least she can laugh about it now.
Yeah, exactly.
You think you did bad things to your children and had a parenting fail? At least you're not Nicole. What'd you do, Nicole?
When my son was in high school, he used to, you know, give me the I don't feel good, I don't want to go to school thing a lot.
Yeah.
And one morning he was, you know, Mom, my chest hurts. And I said, no, go get on that bus and go to school. And he kept complaining my chest hurts. And I said, nope, you're going. And if it's still hurting later, I'll take you to the doctor. So I picked him up from school that afternoon, late in the afternoon. We went to the doctor. He said, oh, it's not hurting as bad. But I said, no, we're still going to go
because
you were fussing this morning. So we went to the doctor. They sent us over to the hospital, did a chest x-ray, and they come out and said, his lung is collapsed. He needs to be admitted to the hospital.
Oh, my
and he
gosh.
Went into surgery, got a test tube, and we spent a week in the hospital.
Oh,
I felt like the worst mother ever. I sent to school all day with a collapsed lung.
See, and it's stories like this, and now parents are going to hear that and say, for every, you know, you're going to run to the doctor now.
You have
don't want this to happen. How many parents have done the same thing? Oh, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah. Any advice for parents?
You know, at first I told them, don't cry wolf. Cry wolf and say, I feel good. And then, you know, that day I was trying to be tough and say, just go get on that bus. And that was the day that something really went wrong.
Collapsed lung.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for calling. I'm glad everything worked out all right.
Right.
Well, he had a collapsed lung.
And after kids' trips, I'm going to tell you the truth, anything. Emma Kelly sniffs at me. I'm like, let's go to the doctor. Because you hear these stories from parents.
Yeah.
It's like, my kid had a fever. I didn't think anything of it. It was like any other day. And then suddenly, you know, we hear the extreme stories like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
At least she didn't send him to school with Ebola or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that the next logical. That's why I was afraid she was going, and my kid had Ebola.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.